finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to She Thrives. Today's topic, something we all grapple with in this digital age: setting boundaries with technology. Raise your hand if you've ever scrolled through social media late into the night or felt that nagging urge to check your phone even when you were trying to relax. Yeah, I see you. You're not alone. We live in a world where our devices are constantly vying for our attention, and it can be a real struggle to keep things in balance. But trust me, setting healthy boundaries with technology isn't about becoming a Luddite or ditching your smartphone altogether. It's about taking back control of your time and energy so you can focus on what truly matters. Think of it as creating a safe space for yourself, both physically and mentally, where you can recharge and thrive. Okay, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you establish those boundaries like a boss. First up, mindful consumption. Ever find yourself mindlessly scrolling through Instagram or YouTube? Yeah, me too. It happens. But awareness is the first step. Start paying attention to how different apps make you feel. Does watching endless TikToks leave you feeling drained and anxious? Or does reading inspiring articles on your newsfeed lift you up? Once you understand the impact of your digital consumption, you can start making conscious choices about what you engage with and for how long. Next, schedule tech breaks. This is non-negotiable. Just like you schedule meetings or workouts, carve out dedicated time slots for tech-free activities. Go for a walk, read a book, meditate, or simply disconnect and enjoy the silence. You'll be surprised how much more clarity and focus you gain when you step away from the screen regularly. Remember, your brain needs downtime to process information and recharge. Third, curate your digital diet. Think of it like healthy eating for your mind. Unfollow accounts that trigger negative emotions or comparison, mute notifications from apps that distract you, and prioritize content that inspires, educates, or entertains in a positive way. You're the curator of your online experience, so choose wisely. 4. Create tech-free zones. This one is game-changing. Designate certain areas of your home or specific times of day as tech-free zones. Maybe it's your bedroom after 9 p.m. or the dinner table where everyone puts their phones away and truly connects. These boundaries help you reclaim your space and foster deeper connections with those around you. And lastly, embrace offline activities. Remember those things we used to do before smartphones. Yeah, let's bring them back. Explore hobbies, spend time in nature, connect with friends face to face, or simply lose yourself in a good book. These offline activities nourish your soul and remind you that life is more than just what happens on a screen. Okay, here is a real-world example that hits close to home for me. Last week, I was feeling completely overwhelmed by work emails and constant notifications. My brain felt fried and I couldn't focus on anything else. So I decided to take a break and go for a hike in the woods. No phone, no music, just me and nature. It was amazing. I felt my stress levels melt away as I listened to the birds singing and breathed in the fresh air. When I got back home, I felt refreshed, recharged, and ready to tackle my work with a clear mind. Remember, setting boundaries with technology is an ongoing process. There will be days when you slip up, but that's okay. Just keep trying, be kind to yourself, and celebrate your progress along the way. So let's recap. Mindful consumption, schedule tech breaks, curate your digital diet, create tech-free zones, and embrace offline activities. These 5 key takeaways can empower you to reclaim your time, energy, and focus in today's hyper-connected world. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite strategies for setting boundaries with technology? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media using #SheThrivesTechFree. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on our journey to a more balanced and fulfilling life. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily motivation.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.